Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, April 28th, 2026. Today we have Senate primary candidate Graham Plattner's opening remarks at a candidate forum organized by the Wabanaki Alliance and held on Indian Island on April 16th.
Thank you all very much for having us, and thank you very much to the Penobscot Nation for hosting this. It's a real pleasure to be here. Also, I just want to say, this is the best water situation we've had. We've held a couple of these, and they never give us enough water. And I find it uniquely interesting that the Penobscot have given us enough water to do this. I'm sure we can talk about water rights later on. I'm running for the United States Senate because I think we need to fundamentally do politics differently in this country. I think we need to have a politics that has ceased being accessible to the average American, has ceased being something that people look at and see as though they can be reflected in it, that their values and their will are reflected in those who are supposed to represent them. People see politics as theater. It is a performance that is put on by elites. It's a performance that costs so much money to partake in that the average American thinks they have absolutely no connection to it. And they're correct. It's a system that has been built, quite frankly, on purpose to disenfranchise us and to make us apathetic, to think that politics is not a place for us, that it's for special people with specific kinds of backgrounds. I don't think that's true. I think American history shows that politics is about power, and power is for those who are willing to organize and to take it. That is what we're engaged on in this campaign. It's an organizing project first, before anything else. Building a broad-based coalition. Really trying to bring as many people in the state of Maine together to recognize that our material interests as regular working people remain exactly the same. We all need roofs. We all need food. We all want safe communities, decent education. We all want access to the chance to live lives that are going to allow us to live to our full potential. That's all we're asking for. Nobody's asking for handouts. We are asking for a fighting chance, and we have a society that has been built specifically not to give us one. And we're gonna have to build power to take it. When we do that, I think it's also very important that we elect people who have a deeper understanding of history than many of those who are in places of power now. And I can't think of a better example of how many in power are ignorant of their past than how the state of Maine and the Wabanaki Confederacy have been interacting for quite some time. We often act, and people in power often act, like this world that we're living in is in a vacuum. Like we aren't living in the legacies of a history that has happened in many ways not so long ago. That things like the Doctrine of Discovery or Terra Nullius, that those still have a direct through line to the world that we live in today. And if we are going to build a more equitable future, and if we are going to build a future that is based upon mutual respect, we're gonna have to have people in power who understand that we are living in the legacy of history. It's been very frustrating going through this experience, interacting with a lot of people in places of immense places of power who are entirely ignorant, either willingly or just out of sheer ignorance, of a past in the state of Maine that did not happen all that long ago. It's an absolute honor to be here. I know that the United States Senate, the relationship between a U.S. Senator and the tribes in Maine is a unique one, because it is one of representation, but it is also one of diplomacy. It is one of give and take, but it's also one in which we can provide resources from the federal level. It's not as simple as the standard relationship between an elected official and their constituents. And I'm very much looking forward to the conversation tonight. I'm very much looking forward to future conversations around these issues. And I just want to say it's an absolute honor to be here. Thank you.
That was Graham Plattner speaking at a candidates forum on Indian Island on April 16th. If you missed David Costello, his challenger, yesterday on Around Town, that's available on our archives now at weru.org. Janet Mills and Susan Collins were invited, but they did not attend. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.